I have a friend, may kaibigan ako, who is a hard-working man. Talagang maaga pa nasa farm niya, tatrabaho siya. And when he comes home, he continues to wait on his family. Okay. Typical na hard-working na tao. So one time, for how many days, tuloy-tuloy yung trabaho niya. Under the heat of the sun, he was working hard. Nung kumuha siya ng ani sa farm niya, umikot pa siya para bigyan yung mga kaibigan niya. And ito lang yung sinabi niya, one of his friends, nakita siya, parang pagod na siya. Sabi sa kanya, "Kumusta ka?" Sabi niya, "Gusto ko nang matulog, napapagod ako." Then he came home, natulog siya, nagpahinga. Then the following day, hindi na siya makalakad. Okay, hindi niya na maangat yung kamay niya. So inisip niya siguro nag-muscle cramps lang siya. Then finally, he could not feel his left leg and his left hand. So he had to be brought to the hospital. Pagdating sa hospital, stroke pala siya. And I asked the doctor, sabi ko, anong cause ng stroke niya? Ang sabi ng doktor, over-fatigue. Sa sobrang gaoy, pumutok na yung mga ugat niya sa utak niya. I would like us to look at the scripture today. For me, this is one of the very significant texts in the Bible. And too often, dapat natin basahin to paulit-ulit para maintindihan natin. In Matthew 11, it says here, si Jesus, hinahamon tayo. Itong sabi niya, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Amen. Two things I would like us to understand today. But before we go to that, tanungin muna natin ang sarili natin. Pagod ba tayo o hindi? During the pandemic time, ang dami kong kilalang pare, mga pastor, nang sabi nila, they are going to quit already the ministry. Nakakalungkot pag may nakita akong isang pare na dating nagsiserve sa church. At ngayon makikita mo, wala na sa simbahan. They quit the ministry. They quit their calling. Ang reason nila, pagod na sila. They're tired of it. And this is what I would like us to understand today. When you get tired, don't quit when you can rest. Ang problema sa atin, hindi tayo marunong magpahinga. Okay? We don't know how to rest. Kaya minsan, pag napagod na tayo sa buhay natin, all we want to do is quit. Why quit when you can rest? Jesus offers us today, sabi niya, "Come to me, all of you who are heavily burdened, laden, and I will give you rest." Huwag tayo mag-quit. Don't give up on the task that God has given you. Don't give up on the journey that lies before you. Don't give up on your destiny. Because the best that you could ever have in life is in what God is giving you. And when you give up on that, you give up on God Himself. And it is detrimental and very bad for us to quit. Ang sabi ni Lord, bakit ka magkikwit? Magpahinga ka lang. You just rest. Okay? You just rest. And itong sabi niya, "Come to me. Come to me." all you who labor and are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. You come to me. Okay, so take note of that word. Lumapit ka sa akin. Pumunta ka sa akin. And I will give you rest. Now, the first question that I have for us today, and the first thing I would like us to learn, why are so many Christians today, why are so many Christians today quitting, giving up in the things that God has given them? And in the gospel today, there are two things, two reasons why. Number one reason, they do not know that they are already fatigued. Hindi nila alam, pagod na sila. Amen? Sometimes, uuwi tayo sa bahay at matutulog tayo. Kasi iniisip natin, pagod yung katawan natin. Tingnan nyo, wala naman tayong ginawa. Because hindi lahat ng pagod ay pagod ng katawan. Sometimes, yung sinasabi nating pagod yung katawan natin, sometimes it's not the body who is tired, but our mind is tired. So anong solusyon? Uwi sa bahay, matulog. Makukuha sa tulog pag yung katawan pagod. Nakukuha sa tulog minsan kung yung isip ay pagod na. Pero pag yung kaluluwa ng tao ay pagod, hindi nadadala sa tulog yan. Amen? Sometimes what we are experiencing in life is not physical tiredness. It's not mental tiredness. What we are having in our life is spiritual tiredness. The Bible calls that weariness. When we become weary. When we are bombarded by so many problems, problema sa bahay, problema sa trabaho, wherever you go. Hindi lang problema ang hinaharap mo, you will have your frustration, mga expectations mo, yung inaasahan mo, hindi nangyari. Okay, you will have to face frustrations and you will have disappointments in life. You will experience rejection. Yung mga dating kaibigan mo, ngayon, tinatalikuran ka na, hindi ka nakilala. All these things will cause us to become weary, to be spiritually tired. And this is what the Lord is telling us. Ang solusyon dito, huwag matulog. Kaya minsan, sabi nila, pag nagpe-pray tayo, nakakapagod. Nakakapagod ba yung prayer? Nakakapagod ba yung nakaupo? Nakakapagod ba yung wala kang ginagawa, kundi nagdadasal? Why do we get tired of prayer? Because prayer is not a physical thing. It's not something na mapapagod ka physically. When you begin to pray, you are engaging in a spiritual activity. And sometimes in our prayer, we come against forces, spiritual forces. We fight against spiritual forces. Doon tayo napapagod. And that tiredness is not physical, it's not mental, it is spiritual tiredness. Sabi ni Jesus, come to me, all of you who are tired. Eh bakit walang lumalapit? Hindi nila alam, pagod sila. That's the reason why so many Christians, they quit the ministry. They quit on their destiny. Kasi hindi marunong magpahinga. Bakit hindi nagpapahinga? Kasi hindi nila alam na yung pagod nila spiritual. Natulog naman ako. Nagpunta naman ako sa Boracay. Oh, di ba? 1 week ako sa Boracay, Father. Nagpahinga ako. But then you come back here, ganun pa rin yung problema mo. Stress out ka pa rin, anxious ka pa rin. Siguro punta na naman ako ng Palawan. Okay, you can go to all the beautiful places in the Philippines. Mauubos mo yan. But it will never cure you of your spiritual tiredness. Sabi nga ni Saint Augustine, my soul is restless. Walang pahinga yung kaluluwa ko until it rests on you, O Lord. The only time our soul would rest is when you bring it into the presence of God. Amen. That's the only time. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, come to me. Okay? Huwag kang pumunta dun sa inuman. Huwag kang pumunta sa party. Mag-relax ako sa party. Huwag dun. Sabi ni Jesus, if you're experiencing that spiritual tiredness, you come to me. You come to me, all you who labor and heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Our soul will only find its rest when it finds God. Amen? So the reason why we don't come to Jesus when we get so spiritually tired is because we do not know we are tired. Hindi natin alam. Akala natin physical lang. Akala natin kulang lang tayo sa tulog. Akala natin naantok lang tayo. Okay? Jesus promises that when we go to Him and learn from Him, He will give us the peace and respite we are longing for. Now, in order for us to go to Jesus, we need to take a moment to identify if our soul is tired. Tinanong mo na ba yung sarili mo? Ano ang pagod na meron ako? Physical ba to? Ano bang ginawa ko itong araw na to? Nag-araro ba ako sa farm? Okay. Nagbuhat ba ako ng mga karga sa pier? Hindi. Saan ka? Buong araw na sa loob ng bahay. Wala namang ginagawa. So that's not physical tiredness. Try to ask yourself, ano bang pagod meron ako? And for us to understand spiritual tiredness, kasi maraming tao ngayon, maraming Kristiyano, naglalakad na bubuhay, pagod na sa buhay. And ang solusyon nila, sana lumapit lang kay Lord. Hindi sila lumalapit kasi hindi nila alam na yung pagod nila, spiritual. Okay? So nakaplano lang yung bakasyon palagi. Plano lang magparty, plano lang kumain. Hindi nawawala. Malalaman mo na lang, biglang wala na, hindi na nagsisimba. And sad to say, some people even commit suicide. And they did not even know. They quit life not knowing na pwede lang naman magpahinga sana. Bakit nag-quit? Amen? So what are the symptoms of spiritual tiredness or weariness? Number one, malalaman mo kung yung pagod mo ay spiritual. Number one symptom is you are having a hard time believing God's promises. Nahihirapan ka na. Nahihirapan ka na to believe the promises of God. Diba? Amen? My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches by Christ Jesus. We know that in times of difficulty, in times of financial difficulties, we know God will provide. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. But sometimes when you are spiritually tired, yung scripture na yan wala ng meaning sa'yo. Amen? You find it hard to believe that God will still provide for you. Pag may sakit ka, anong sinasabi natin? By the stripes of the Lord, I am healed. Di ba? Oy, nakalimutan niyo na yung confession of faith. Tinuro ni Bishop sa atin yan. Importante yan. Every time you experience sickness, you confess what God said. Align your mind, your words, and your action to what God said. And you will experience what God promised you will experience. Kaya pag may sakit tayo, by the stripes of the Lord, I am healed. Pero pag humaba yung sakit na yan, napapagod na rin tayo. Okay, sana pag sabi mo, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Following day, magaling ka na. That will be a very nice experience. Pero minsan, may mga sakit that lingers. Okay, there are sicknesses that lingers. May sakit na isang buwan na hindi pa gumagaling. May sakit na dalawang buwan na hindi pa gumagaling. May sakit na isang taon na hindi pa gumagaling. May sakit na 10 taon na sa katawan mo, hindi pa rin gumagaling. So anong gagawin natin? Okay? Because sometimes when a prolonged disease comes your way, you tend to get tired. Napapagod ka na. And sometimes kung titingnan mo, nahihirapan ka na rin maniwala sa sinabi na, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Medyo malabo na yan sa isip mo. That's the first symptom when you are already spiritually fatigued. You find it hard to believe God's promises. Second, another symptom, malalaman mo talagang spiritually tired ka. The second symptom is you don't even know where to even start with prayer. Nasubukan nyo na yan. Alam mo yung solusyon ng problema mo, magpipray ka lang. Pero hanggang ngayon, hindi ka pa rin nagpipray. Bakit? Because you don't know saan ka mag-uumpisa. You don't even know when to start. Every time luluhod ka, every time you decide to pray, a thousand things comes up into your mind na dapat mong gawin. Nasubukan nyo na ba na yung haharap ka kay Lord, magdadasal ka, hindi mo alam kung anong sasabihin mo. You just stand there, wala kang masabi. Mamaya, tingnan mo yung sarili mo, nagni-nail cutter ka na. Mamaya, nag-aayos ka na ng kuko mo sa paa mo. Wala na yung prayer. Okay? We find it, we don't know where to start when we begin to pray. Hindi natin alam. When our soul is tired, making the effort to pray can be challenging. Amen? Akala ng ibang tao, madali mag-pray. Yes. Wala ng bagay na pinakamadali sa mundo na gawin yung prayer. Prayer is like breathing, sabi ng mga church fathers. Kung marunong kang huminga, dapat marunong kang mag-pray. Because prayer is breathing. It's just like breathing. But sometimes when our soul is tired, prayer can be very challenging. Ang hirap gawin. Amen? A third symptom that we are spiritually tired. Okay? A Christian who is spiritually fatigued becomes a people-focused person. Anong ibig sabihin ng people-focused person? Mas importante sa'yo yung iniisip at sinasabi ng tao kaysa iniisip at sinasabi ng Diyos sa'yo. You don't like to offend people. You try to please people. Okay? That is the symptom of a spiritually tired person. Ayaw mo may ma-offend. Amen? Nakafocus ka sa tao. You become a man-pleaser already. Because when your soul and your spirit is not tired, you will not care what people say. Amen? You will not care what people think of you. You only focus on what God has to say. Amen? Yan ang mga taong pagod na spiritually. Ay, laka, malilate ako. Baka ano sabihin niya? Ay, magsisimba ako. Baka anong sabihin ng leader ko? Magsisimba tayo, hindi dahil sa sasabihin ng leader mo. Pambihira naman, punta tayo dito. Para walang masabi yung leader mo. Pupunta ka sa simbahan dahil nalulugod tayo. Nasambahin ang Diyos natin. We are so delighted to sing of His love forever. And forever begins today here. Amen? So we become people-focused, conscious of people rather than conscious of God in our life. When we're already spiritually tired. The second, fourth thing, etong pinaka gusto kong i-focus. When we become spiritually tired, pagpagod na tayo, spiritually, our soul is tired, We are settling. Ano ibig sabihin ng settling, no? Do you know that God has a destiny for each of us? Alam nyo ba yun? Each one of us, may purpose ang buhay mo. Why is your life have a purpose? Bakit yung buhay mo may purpose? Because you have a destiny. May patutunguhan ang buhay mo. Amen? That's why God sets His plans and purposes for your life, because each and every one of us has a destiny. I do not know my destiny yet because hindi pa ako nakakarating doon. That's why I cling to God, because I know only God can bring me that I may see my destiny. Every one of us, God has set a destiny for us. But when we are empty of faith and our soul is already tired, we can settle for what is comfortable and familiar. Yan ang nangyayari. Pagpagod na yung kaluluwa mo, wala ka nang pakialam sa destiny mo. Hinahanap mo na lang komportableng buhay mo. Amen. Ba't magmi-mission pa? Naku. Ba't pa magmi-mission? Dito na lang ako, St. Michael, ah. Paupo-upo lang. Pakanta-kanta lang. Okay na si Lord. Okay ba? Because sometimes our destiny entails us to go out of our comfort zones. Eh, minsan ganyan, pagpagod na yung soul mo, pagpagod na yung kaluluwa mo, ayaw mo na ng challenge. Okay? Ayaw mo na ng challenge. We settle, yan ang sinasabi, settling. We just settle for what is comfortable. We settle for what is familiar. Yung alam ko na lang. Diba? Kaya yung Bible, hindi binabasa. Bakit? Eh, alam ko nang si Keepers, the Kingdom of God. Yan lang alam mo. Okay? Eh, Father, alam ko na yung by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. Yan lang ba alam mo? Ba't hindi ka na nagbabasa ng Bible? Eh, okay na to. Ito lang yung gusto ko malaman. There are so many things there that you still need to learn. Amen? Amen? So the signs of settling, paano natin malaman? Pagpagod yung kaluluwa natin, we tend to settle down. We develop that attitude of settling. Ito na lang, ito na lang. And anong mga symptoms na nagsisettling na yung kaluluwa mo? You're just settling down. Number one, we stay within our comfort zones. Anong comfort zone natin? Anong mga comfort zones natin? Ayaw na nating lumabas dyan. Kaya pag sinabi ng leader nyo, "Uy, magbigay tayo extra. Father, nagta-tithes na ako eh. Tither na ako, Father. Nagbibigay na ako ng offering sa church. Ayaw ko nang magbigay sa mission. Why? Yan na lang. Eto na lang." Sabi nga ni Bishop Dick, if God wants to bless your life exceedingly abundantly, you will have to learn to give exceedingly and abundantly first. The more empty you are before God, the more God can fill your life. Ang problema sa atin, okay na tayo. Eto na lang yung buhay ko. I don't want God to fill me up. Komportable na ako dito. Kaya minsan reklamo tayo ng reklamo. Ang hirap ng buhay. Bakit? Because you tend to stay there. Hanggang dyan ka lang. We stay within our comfort zone. We don't want to go out of our comfort zones. Signs of settling, we keep control. Gusto natin, kontrolado natin ang buhay natin. Punta ka dito. Kausapin mo sa Ginoon. Hindi lang. Ito lang. Ito lang yung grupo ko. You don't minister to other people. You don't mingle with other people. You don't fellowship with other people. Bakit? Ito lang. Etong barkada ko lang ang kasama ko. Okay? Why? Because they are controllable. Hindi magsasalita ang barkada ko ng isang bagay masasaktan ako. They will not say anything. Kaya komportable. Pag may pumasok sa church natin, sa St. Michael, ano nangyayari minsan? papabayaan natin sila nakaupo sa likod. Wala man lang lumalapit, sabihin, "Hi sister, ako si Father June, ano pangalan mo?" Okay? Ayaw mo makipag-ibigan sa iba. You don't want to be develop friendship with other people. Why? Because you cannot control them. Sinong kasama mo palagi? Ay, yung barkada mo lang. Yan lang. Hanggang mamatay kayo, kayo-kayo lang. Amen? Amen? Minsan, enjoy na enjoy tayo, nag-uusap tayo. Tayo-tayo lang. Parang isang taon hindi tayo nagkita. Tapos may mga bisita, may dumating sa St. Michael, pumunta, nag-observe sa church natin, wala man lang lumalapit sa kanila. Halika, Brad, sis, halika. Ako si ano, ganito, at si ano to, si ganito, si ganito, magpakilala kayo. Then you bring that person, you make that person comfortable, you warmly welcome that person. We don't do that. Why? Because they're uncontrollable. Hindi mo makontrol. You are already settling when you want everything to be controlled. Amen? Gawin mo tong trabaho na to. Wag ka. Bakit? Bago na naman yan. Mag-aaral na naman ako. Aalamin ko naman yung hindi ko alam. Samantalang, pag ito lang yung ginagawa ko, control ko na yan. I can do it with my eyes closed. Yan ang gusto natin. We will never get to our destiny if we cultivate that attitude of settling. Huwag na tayo pumunta doon sa baryo. Huwag na tayo magtayo ng simbahan doon. Ay, nakakapagod kaya. Okay. Dito na lang. Bakit? Eh, ito. Makontrol ko yung alikabok dito. Makontrol ko yung mga tao dito. Dito lang tayo. Okay? The third sign of settling is that we choose convenience over destiny. Okay. Pinipili na natin ang convenience natin kaysa gusto ng Diyos. Amen? Ito ang gusto ng Diyos. Ito na lang ako. Why? It's convenient for me. Amen? Amen. Oh. Pag ganyan tayo, we begin to develop that attitude and character of settling. We will never reach our destiny. That's why God sometimes will give circumstances, allow circumstances to happen in your life. Why would God allow these things to happen? To get you out of your comfort zones. Para lumabas ka dyan. Bakit? Pag nandyan ka, mamamatay ka na lang dyan without accomplishing anything that would give glory to God and honor to Him. Amen? Other symptoms of a spiritually tired person, unbelieving. Minsan, wala na. Puro problema na lang. May solusyon yan. Wala. Nakaya ni Lord. Oh, unbelieving. Six symptoms when you are spiritually tired. You're always angry. Galit ka palagi. Galit ka sa aso, galit ka sa pusa, galit ka sa jeep, galit ka sa tricycle, galit ka sa presidente na hindi mo kilala, galit ka sa pastor, galit ka sa pari, galit ka sa bishop, lahat na lang ng tao, galit ka sa mundo. Why? You're already spiritually tired. Pagod ka na. Amen? Seven, dissatisfied. Oh, ito, marami ito, Kristiyano. Walang satisfaction. Dissatisfied. Reklamo ng reklamo sa simbahan natin. Pag malamig, sasabihin na mapakalamig. Parang mamatay kami sa lamig. O sige, painitin natin yung church. Pag mainit naman, ako, Father, hindi ako magsimba, mainit. San ba tayo? Okay? We are dissatisfied. We cannot be satisfied anymore. Dapat may bago. Dapat merong ganito. Dapat merong ganito. Ay, minsan nakikinig ako sa simbahan. Ang daming criticism. Father, bulok man to. Bulok to. Kaya sinasabi ko na lang palagi, kaya nga nandito tayo, ayusin natin ang bulok. That's the reason why you are here. That's the reason why am I here. That's the reason, huwag tayong umalis, huwag tayong magtampo, tumalikod, iwanan yung simbahan. Paano maayos yan? Hindi mo ba naisip minsan yung problema sa simbahan? Ikaw rin ang solusyon. Kaya ka dinala ng Diyos dyan. Hindi parang mag-criticize, hindi parang punain yung mga pagkakamali ng ibang tao. Hindi. You are there because you are God's answer to what's happening there. Amen? Number 8, we tend to be isolated. Ah, ito talaga. Kitang-kita ko to. Yung kaluluwang pagod na, ayaw pakialaman. Gustong mag-solo. Pupunta sa isang sulok at magmukmuk. Hindi mo na makausap. Hindi mo na makahalibilo. Pagsimba, nandito sa simbahan. Pagkatapos ng sigba, takbo ka agad sa labas. You don't want to greet other people anymore. You isolate yourself. Tapos, to compensate sa lungkot ng isolation mo, iniisip mo, inaaway kasi ako eh. Inaapi kasi ako. Sino nag-aapi sa'yo? Sino ka ba dapat kang apihin? Amen? Presidente ka ba? Dapat kang apihin? Inaapi ako? Inaapi ako? Isip mo yan. Sarili mo yan. Why? Because you're already spiritually tired. Instead of accepting the reality that spiritually you need to come to Christ already, no, you resist. You isolate yourself. Now, be careful with that attitude. Because yan ang gusto ng demonyo. Amen? Amen? The lost sheep, hinanap talaga ng shepherd yung lost sheep. Nag-iisa. Bakit iniwan yung 99? Why did Jesus leave the 99 alone by themselves? Why? Kasi nandyan sila magkasama. 99 sila, buo sila. Delikado yung nag-iisa na. Kaya hahanapin talaga ng shepherd yun. Yun ang delikado. When Peter began to isolate himself, sabi ni Jesus sa kanya, Peter, Satan has already asked permission to sift you. Hinihingi ka na ng demonyo sa akin. Okay? So be careful of that. Okay? Be careful with that. You isolate yourself from your community. You isolate yourself from your brothers and sisters. Sasabihin mo talaga, kasi puro mga ipokrito yung mga tao na yun. Bakit ikaw hindi? Ha? Bakit ikaw hindi? Eh, pinasabi ko palagi, bakit ka umalis sa church, Brad? Eh, yung St. Michael, mga ipokrito yung tao dyan. Sabi ko, pero meron pang lugar para sa isa. Mag-join ka ulit. You can still join. Amen? Sino bang hindi ipokrito sa atin? Dito. Ako, malaking ipokrito. Yung buhok ko, puti na yan eh. Kinulayan ko ng itim. Okay? Amen? That bahid ng hypocrisy yan. Bakit, Father, hindi mo ba tanggap na puti ng yung buhok mo? May araw tanggap ko, may araw na hindi. Okay? Amen? Amen. Bakit tumitingin sa salamin araw-araw? Bakit? Hindi ka ba kontento? Yung mukha mo hindi na magbabago. Yan na yan. Pero ayos ka ng ayos. Diba? Ayos tayo ng ayos. Gamit ng sabon na pangpaputi. Bakit? Hindi ka naman puti. Maitim ka naman talaga eh. Hindi, makuha yan sa Silka Papaya. Okay. Now, are we going to hell because of that? No. Tanggap ng Diyos yan. Amen? Don't isolate yourself. Huwag mong isipin Jesus and me only with no church. Hindi pwede yan. If you're going to be with Jesus, you have to be with God's people. If you're going to be with Jesus, you have to love Jesus. If you're going to love Jesus, you have to love your brother and sister. Pag sinabi mong si Jesus lang, yung brother ko, sister, hindi pwede. Ay, wala. you have isolated yourself. 9, symptom that you're tired, spiritually tired, insecure. You become very insecure. Yan ang taong spiritually pagod na, nai-insecure. Okay? Makikita mo yung ibang mga tao lumalago. Instead na matutuwa ka dahil lumalago sila, ibig sabihin pag may lumago na kilala mo, ibig sabihin yan, ikaw ang susunod. Diba? Isip lang yan. If this person can prosper because God prospered him, what can hold God back not to prosper me also? Eh, problema sa atin ganito. Pag umunlad yung isang tao, sasabihin mo, eh, nagnakaw lang naman yan. Eh, sinungaling naman yan. Hanapan mo ng mali. Okay? When you criticize other people, be careful because you are not pointing the character of that person. You're pointing to your character. Amen? Pagalibak, baga ikaw, ginalibak mo yung isang tao, kinikriticize mo yung isang tao, it's not about the character of that person. It's your character that is now coming out. Kaya palagi kong sinasabi din, if you are surrounded by good people, what will you do? Emulate them. Follow their example. Imitate them. If you are surrounded by bad people, evaluate your heart. When you are surrounded with bad people, evaluate your heart. Bakit bad sila? Baka sa paningin mo lang yan. Amen. Tingnan mo yung puso mo. If you're surrounded with good people, follow their example. If you're surrounded by bad people, evaluate your heart. Okay? Last but not the least, a spiritually tired person lacks self-control. Wala nang disiplina. Okay? Dati, talagang may discipline tayo. I have to be in the church. I have to be there. I have to do these things. Kailangan kong gawin to. Sinusulat natin yung dapat natin gawin sa pamilya, everything. But when you're spiritually tired, you don't care anymore. You don't care if you're able to accomplish what you need to accomplish. You don't care kung nagawa mo yung trabaho mo. You don't care. You just stop caring. You don't have that discipline already in your life. So that's the number one thing we need to understand. We don't come to Jesus. Why? Because we do not know we are already spiritually tired. So sabi niya, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest.